this way. Talking about kerosene lamps and all that, have you ever heard of people taking maybe making a temporary lamp out of a bottle and some coal oil and something for a wick?
No. I'm sure they did, but I'll have the deal.
You know, sometimes when I describe that to people, a bottle and kerosene and a wick, they say, oh yeah, it's a Molotov cocktail. Bomb. But have you ever heard the term flambeau used around here?
No, I don't believe so.
Say the inside part of the tire that you inflate, you call that the inner
tube. And a tube.
And if you had a boat and you were going to go down the lake, put it in the water, when you're actually putting the boat in the water, these people say that they're
launching
the boat.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of boat do what do people call the kind of boat around here that you have to use oars with, paddle it?
Just a rowboat.
Is that the same thing as what some people call a John boat? Have you ever heard that? Well, the rowboat that you're thinking about, does that have a flat bottom or is it kind of curved?
Well, they made them both ways.
Okay.
One of them was similar to the canoe, you know. On one end, the other end would be just squared off. But it had that V bottom. And then they had flat bottom bolts. It wouldn't come into as much of a point as your V-bottom boat. They have more of a flat place in the front.
Well, you know this thing that women tie around their waist when they're working in the kitchen to keep the dress from getting dirty?
Yeah, apron.
Mm-hmm. And this thing that I'm writing with right here, you call that a
pin.
And the thing that you would use, or used to use, to keep a baby's diapers together, that was a
safety pin.
I understand that you don't have to use those anymore, that they have some kind of self-adhesive built in.
Yeah. Stick them.
Modern technology strikes again. Well, what would you say, talking about clothing, what would you say that a man's three-piece suit consists of?
A coat and trousers and vest.
And say if your clothes were beginning to get a little old and frayed, a little worn out, and you need something to go to church in, you'd say that you need to go to town to buy
a suit.
People just call it their... Do you ever hear people have any particular terms for the clothes that they wear to church?
Oh, yeah, Sunday clothes.
Sunday clothes?
Yeah.
Wear them Sunday and no other time?
That's my Sunday clothes.
Or